Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Get there from here! Afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Friday to everybody.
Did you guys do that on purpose?
What's that?
The Van Halen?
Yes.
Since I'm wearing Eddie on my shirt today?
No.
Oh.
It was on purpose, but not because of your
okay,
shirt.
Okay, I was like, man, that was pretty quick. You guys figured that out fast.
No. Got some more VH coming up for you.
Nice.
After this.
That's a good way to kick off a Friday.
Yeah. Need a little jam.
Little Unchained.
A little jam. Yeah. What am I, low-key, one of my favorite Van Halen songs.
Oh, it's top five for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really cool. How are you guys?
What if I said swell?
I'd believe you.
That's just a weird word.
I'd believe you.
Yeah.
Doing all right. It's so cold outside, though.
Boy, just wait. Woof.
Ooh, I know. I'm like anxious thinking about how cold it's going to be this weekend. Our office is cold.
Yeah.
Not to just be whining about the temperature all the time.
No, the weather has had a lot. It's had a big effect on the DGS this year, right? Like just the weather in here.
Yeah, I was going to say the indoor weather.
The indoor weather.
It's like riding a roller coaster.
Yeah, it really was.
It's almost like Forrest Gump's box of chocolates. You just never know what you're going to get.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You walk into one room and it's like a sauna. And the next room, you're like, wait a minute. There's frozen goods in here staying frozen.
I told Andrew we had a topic today, and just to make sure everyone knows, Andrew and I did not fight. We didn't have any sort of disagreement about this. We just had a situation. I thought, oh, this is interesting. He was warming up his lunch in the microwave, and I will say our microwave is terrible. It takes 10 times the amount of time to with any other microwave. But he's warming it up for like 3 minutes, and then another 3 minutes. And I had a biscuit from Hardee's that Rach kindly brought in, and I just needed 30 seconds on it. Should the person who's doing minutes of microwaving let someone cut in, like at the grocery store? Or once you have control of the microwave, is it yours until you're done?
Hmm.
I don't understand why they should let someone cut in necessarily, because doesn't that just disrupt the cooking of the original item to the point where it's like, well, I gotta make up for lost time.
It's kind of like letting someone play through in golf.
Yeah, I think it just depends on what's cooking. Like if it's something that is supposed to cook straight through, I think you gotta let it ride. But if it's one of those things like, and I don't know if it was that way today, Andrew, but when you take it out and it says, halfway through, take it out and stir it. Well, I would let somebody slide in there while I'm doing that and then just go back, especially if you're saying I just need 30 seconds. But
it was not.
If it's a 5 minute thing and it needs five, I just think you got to let it go.
I also am very sorry to point this out, but you do have a private microwave in your office.
That one's worse than the other one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was kind of my question through the whole thing. I was like,
I got a dunk on you.
You have a microwave. You have a private microwave. Go use that one.
But that's like steps away. So
private microwave sounds so like... Yeah, I didn't.
I didn't like the way it sounded when I said it. When I said it, I was like, I don't like the way private microwave feels in the mouth.
Dave's new story: my own private microwave.
My own private microwave.
And for what it's worth, if it was something like that where you take it out, stir it, and put it back in, or whatever, I'm fine with people cutting in at that point. That's totally fine.
Yeah,
because that's like.
No, I would never.
I have labor to do on this now.
I would never expect you or anyone to stop an item.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you only have a muffin? Come on in. Mm-hmm. No. If I'm microwaving something for 6 minutes and
it's
you
in
walk
the middle
up,
of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's going.
You just wait.
But if it's like take out, stir, put it back in, then anybody can cut in. That's totally fine.
Yeah.
Unless they have also something that needs like 4 or 5 minutes, right? Because then that's crazy. Then my item is just cooling and settling. And, mm-hmm. And so if it's like 30 seconds for a biscuit, that's fine.
Have they improved microwaves in any way since you encountered microwaves as a kid?
Oh, yeah. Microwaves are incredible. It's just for some reason, this one that we have here, we pulled out of a dumpster 40 years ago and installed in our kitchen.
What do the new ones do that this one doesn't other than just speed?
Rotate. This one does not. It is the last remaining microwave in America that does not rotate.
Funny.
And that actually creates some pretty huge cooking problems because that's why they rotate. They rotate so that you can get a nice cook through. And instead, this one, like, you know, you'll end up with it burned on one half and cold on the other half.
Yeah. Jedi's asking us to talk about the Epstein files dump of the photos and all that kind of stuff. You guys know more about it than I do. I looked at some of the photos. They you got to see this one. You got to see that one. But I didn't spend much time with it. I know Rach and Kevin both have it on the rundown.
I didn't put it on, but I saw it. And most of the pictures are just like so many of the other ones you see circulating, right, from all the years of Epstein being around people. Like the new ones they released had some Trump pictures, but also Bill Clinton, a lot of Woody Allen. Hmm. You know, we're all shocked about that one. Prince Andrew, you know, they're Bill Gates. There were a lot of people. Like that was kind of the core group of celebrity. Steve Bannon was in a bunch of them too. So that was like the celebrity one. But then there's the funny one because they had a picture of a bowl of condoms sitting out somewhere, and it was Donald Trump's face on it.
That's the funny one.
Well, that and underneath his face it says, "I'm huge."
I guess that's that. And they were charging humor.
And they were charging $4.50 each.
Okay. And I guess there's no Donald loved this or he hated it or.
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, to me, this was just.
I doubt he hated it.
Yeah, right.
Well, that part, tells me say, that part he probably laughed at. But, like, it just. This is the latest thing. It's 19 new pictures. Some of them had been out there before. And some of the pictures are like, they're redacted. They took the faces, they blurred out the faces of some of the underage victims. But there was a BBC documentary about all this where they showed a lot of those young victims and they were actually talking to the camera in these videos, these old videos.
Mm-hmm.
So the faces of those people have been out there. And this is like 4 or 5 years ago that BBC did this. But apparently that whole documentary got no play or it didn't get much run here in the U.S.
The most disturbing one I saw, did you see the one of Epstein talking to Steve Bannon and you could see the framed pictures on Epstein's desk?
Mm-hmm.
And they were pictures of incapacitated young women.
They were?
Like passed out on couches.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah, it's difficult to see these framed photos. I haven't seen like a news organization confirm that that's what the photos are, but I've seen a lot of people online speculating.
Oh,
I
saw
that's
it.
What it looks like.
Okay. I saw it on Drudge.
Okay, okay.
And they blacked out the girl's face, but there were three pictures with girls with their faces blacked out on his desk. Two of them were clearly passed out.
Mm. Just a bunch of dudes having fun,
I mean,
I guess.
There's a whole lot of wrong going on there. And I don't know how any, I mean, I don't even know what to, I don't even know what to think about these things anymore. Like, you see all these people's faces and you're supposed to believe that none of them knew what was going on.
You do wonder, like, why release these particular photos? Why do it right now? How is this contributing to, like, the overall case whoever's trying to make? I don't know the answers to any of those questions. Because they say, apparently it's like it's a trove of tens of thousands of photos.
Yeah,
and they
yeah.
released, like, 19 or something today.
Yeah. Is there a deadline? I believe there is a deadline next week where the Justice Department is supposed to, by a court order, are supposed to release everything. So I wonder if this is just like a, hey, if you don't release them, we will kind of thing. I don't have any idea if that's what it is.
19 on Friday, 19 on because Saturday, and then 9,000 on Sunday.
These are the pictures that were turned over to the Oversight Committee by Jeffrey Epstein's estate.
Yeah.
This is not from the actual court documents. None of this stuff is from any of the legal proceedings. It's from the Jeffrey Epstein estate.
Yeah.
I am getting very tired of these, like, piecemeal breadcrumb.
Yeah.
And here's a little more.
Yeah.
Like, look, either you have real evidence that there was wrongdoing, release it and then put everyone involved in prison, or say, no, we don't. Here you go. Here's some stuff if you want to look at it, but we got nothing.
You know what I'm tired of on a much larger scale? And you guys probably remember a little bit of this, but for most of my life, the government was like 18th on everyone's mind.
Right.
It was probably in the boring news a couple of times a night, but it was very boring. And it wasn't really until Clinton had his Monica Lewinsky scandal that it became salacious at all. I'm just sick of having my life stolen because in my job, I have to read the news. I have to look at the websites and see what's going on. And 90% of it is politically based. You know, whether it's Trump and his shenanigans or Boebert, you know, did something or MTG or it's just taking over our lives. That's what I hate about it. I miss boring government.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And they could have been stealing us blind at the time. I don't know. Speaking of stealing us blind, Wheels and I were texting back and forth last night. I was TikToking, and I follow Sean Ryan, the guy we've talked about, who is the Special Forces guy who interviews all the Special Forces guys.
That's a really big podcast. His podcast is very popular.
Yeah. Did you see this, Rach, with Dan Crenshaw?
I don't believe so.
So Dan Crenshaw is a representative. He's the guy with the eye patch. He was a Navy SEAL and gets a lot of credit for that, as he should. But evidently, Sean Ryan was questioning on air why Dan Crenshaw, after just a couple of years in Congress making $174,000 a year, suddenly can put on these parties where he has like a $100,000 a night DJ and all this kind of stuff. And then Dan Crenshaw Instagrammed Sean Ryan and said, hey, my boys at the Six told me what you've been saying. And Sean said, I found that threatening. And then Crenshaw has sent him a letter through DC attorney saying he's going to be sued for defamation.
Right.
And Sean Ryan was just like, yeah, go ahead.
Yep.
Because I'll find out. I'll have so much fun in discovery.
Yep.
Finding out where you got all your money, how you got all your money. I think it's called the Streisand effect, because at some point someone accused her of something that no one knew about, and then she sued, then everyone knew about it. That seems like a perfect example of that, that before this, I would have never known anything about it. But now everyone's going to know about it, and Crenshaw's going to be the poster boy for double dipping in Congress.
I mean, I think there's a lot there. Now, I don't know if Crenshaw, I watched the same video, and I watched it independently of you, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
We have a similar algorithm, I guess, because it popped up, and I was watching it through, and I'm like, all right, so he actually threatened with a lawsuit for what he said. I think it's the threat was more about him suggesting that Crenshaw's original message was threatening.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it was as much about the questions about the money, but either way, Sean Ryan was like, fine, go ahead, bring it. It's you referred to guys that are some of the best special operators in the world like they got your back. How am I supposed to interpret that? And I guess the standard is only right, like, is something that a reasonable person could see as a threat.
Yeah, it was so stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't practiced law in 25 years, and if Crenshaw would have called me and shown me the message, I'd say, yeah, it's his right to think that you're threatening him.
Even if it's not a threat of violence, even if it's just a threat of...
He didn't say he threatened to kill me.
No, no. He said if it's a threat to use that against me in some way, I mean, that's still a threat. You can threaten someone's business. You can threaten someone's bank account. You can threaten their reputation. It doesn't necessarily mean he was saying, I'm going to kill you.
But you know what? Even if Crenshaw were smart and dropped it right now and tried to just go silent, I hope that Sean Ryan keeps it going because we need a test case. Like, we can bitch and moan about, why does everyone come in thousandaires and leave millionaires? I want to know the answer to that.
I mean, I think we all know the answer. It's the problem is that there aren't enough people that are willing to do anything about it. And I think, you know, this is what people, I said what I said to you in the text. This is the stuff that everybody should be mad about.
Yeah.
You should be mad that people go into the House of Representatives or into the Senate and they come out millionaires. They come out rich, even if they weren't rich before. And that's not a left or right thing.
Yeah.
That is true of all of them. And they are privy to information we are not. They are making laws about these very industries that are involved in the investment. And I'm sorry, but they don't get the benefit of the doubt. Because there's a reason why they're either that or somebody's giving them money that they shouldn't.
Yeah.
And if I remember, the only person recently talking about that wasn't it Hawley?
Yeah.
He's one that wants to put limits, like you shouldn't be able to trade stocks while you're in Congress.
If you have any sort of inside information or voting rights, all the money you have coming into Congress or your position as Secretary of State or whatever it is should be put into a blind trust. It earns X percent. That's it. And so if you come in with $1 million in Congress, you might leave with $1.5 million.
You don't get to trade on it, though. Like,
no.
You don't get to trade stocks because you heard a tip in a hearing or you're going through some regulatory process.
Completely wrong.
Yes.
Completely wrong.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, DGS 124. Happy Friday. Since we're talking politics, I have another question. I haven't heard anyone say this. Like, I'm probably not the first, but I haven't heard anybody watching TV and such. So Donald Trump has been talking about the Democrat hoax of affordability. And it doesn't take very long to figure out that when Donald Trump calls something a hoax, it's because he's afraid. That, like, all the stuff he's called a hoax, there's something to it. And I don't understand something. Because the president is on one hand saying, well, if prices are up, it's because the Democrats did that. They own that. And to an extent, I understand that. If you're a new president, you're going to have to inherit what the previous president did, and it's going to take you a while to get your own stuff going. I get that. But then the very next day, he says, the economy is A plus, 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 plus. So which is it? If you're sending on an A plus, 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 plus economy, then why don't you give a little credit to Joe Biden? Because you don't get it both ways. You can't say, I inherited this mess, but it's also A plus. You feel me?
I inherited a mess that's actually not a mess.
It seems like a dichotomy. Like, pick a lane. Pick a complaint. Either say it's A plus and it's stellar. Thank you, Joe Biden, for leaving me something that I could build into this in 8-9 months. Or if it's a mess and you want to blame him, but it can't be both. Pick a lane.
Well, you just outlined one of the problems in modern politics. Well, nobody ever takes responsibility for anything.
Yeah.
It's always the other people's fault, and he's the king of that. He's never going to acknowledge that anything he did isn't great, and depending on who's asking a question or just use the example we talked about, was it yesterday, where he's yelling at the ABC reporter saying, I never said that. Yeah, you did 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we have recordings of it. We all saw it. And I just don't know if he, in his head, remembers everything he says. So it's just like, here's what I think right now in this moment, and I don't care what I said 3 days ago. Or if it's just intentional muddying of the waters to keep everybody on their heels.
Another thing that's sticking in my craw is, I don't know if you've heard Trump talking about this mega deal with Netflix and Paramount. And his big thing is CNN. He just keeps talking about whoever wins needs to get rid of the ownership at CNN because they're crazy and they're incompetent. Clearly because they disagree with Trump and they criticize him a bunch. I don't know what authority he has over deals like this, but just it seems to me in general, presidents shouldn't have this much power. Presidents shouldn't be able to, first of all, I think it's bad form for them, you look terrible, saying get rid of SNL, get rid of 60 Minutes, get rid of Jimmy Kimmel, get rid of Seth Meyers. You just look bad. You look like a baby. But then, to whatever degree he has that power, he should not. Journalism is journalism, whether it's good or bad. You can criticize it. You can push back on it. You can prove they're wrong if you have the facts. But to me, journalism should be somewhat sacred. And the president shouldn't be able to say, well, I have my fingers in this pie, and whoever's going to get it is going to change CNN because I don't like the way CNN treats me. You feel me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That just seems wrong.
Well, you would also think that as someone who is very boastful about his business acumen, he would think that if a company is terrible, it will just not do very well and it will fail. Because he's always saying they're failing. Well, if they're failing, just let them fail. They'll fail themselves out of existence, right?
Yeah.
All I know is Jake Tapper and Caitlin Collins were commenting on this yesterday, or maybe it was Wednesday night, and they both basically said, like, this is very outside of traditional norms for a president to be weighing in on something that should be left up to federal regulators.
And he also has a personal donor in Larry Summers who is involved in this on the Paramount side, which is also a conflict you should avoid.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Had a, I sent you guys a screenshot of my conversation with my niece, Aura. She's so funny, isn't she?
That was really funny.
She's so funny. And it started, because she and I are really close, like brother and sister. And it started because we both grew up in South Roxana. And I said, would you consider us rednecks? Hoosiers? White trash?
White trash.
That's what I landed on.
That's what I always go to.
That's what I landed on to.
Like, yeah. Anytime I'm, like, driving back from Lowe's or whatever, and I got, like, a bunch of pipes or whatever sticking out my window, risking to hit every car that I drive by on Homer Adams, it's like, yeah. I think I might be white trash.
Yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't, like, here's the thing, and I'm fine with it. I'm proud of it. Like, I really am. It doesn't matter how big my house is or how many baseball gloves or guitars I have. I'm South Roxana through and through. Through and through. I'm Wilson Street. It's just like, it just never leaves you. Mm-hmm. And I've never, I don't know, maybe at some point in my life I tried to rebel against that and be something I wasn't, but a very short time if I did. I love it. And while I've talked about how my childhood was a little sketchy, like most of it, like the bones of it, were great. Because everyone my age, whether you grew up in Ladue or South Roxana, we had so much more freedom. But in South Roxana, you're like a guy that broke out of prison. I mean, except no one's looking for you.
You're like, where's the law, man?
I always laugh. My brother, as soon as he turned 18, he moved to Chicago. And then 4 years after that, moved to Los Angeles. So he's been in these wonderful food places. He's currently married to a woman of Indian descent. So she is very into, like, very flavorful and spiced cooking. And she's a very good cook. And they make these, like, incredible, you know, elaborate dishes that are extremely delicious. And what he really wants to eat, he will occasionally confide in me, is just, like, some flavorless mush, like chicken and dumplings made of just plain flour and boiled chicken, or like gray boiled chicken or whatever.
Speaking of food,
that's what he craves as a Midwestern boy.
We were talking about food when you were taking a complaint from a listener. Rage very kindly brought in Hardee's biscuits today, biscuit sandwiches, and I ate them and I love them. Except here's the thing: I'm the only person I know that doesn't love biscuits.
What?
Yeah. Whether they're just buttered or they're the makings of a sandwich or whatever it is, I'm just not a biscuit guy.
How?
I know.
I will go to, like, McDonald's, Hardee's, wherever, and I will get just a biscuit.
Yeah.
No sausage, no egg, no cheese.
I'm saying I'm the only one I know.
Just a plain biscuit.
I could be alone on this. They're too crumbly and too dry. And it's what you grew up with. Picture, if you will, I think it's Wonder Bread. And they were rolls, not biscuits, and they have like two lines down the top of them,
yeah,
and they're soft. Mm-hmm. That's what I grew up with. Like, there wasn't a biscuit to be had. And so when I discovered them at some age, I'm like, these are crumbly and dry. So, yeah.
The good ones aren't dry, though.
I don't mind the dry ones. They're
all crumbly. I mean, let's
Hardee's ones are very much not dry. The Popeye's ones are incredibly dry, but they're also supers. They're so delicious.
Yeah, they're good.
Biscuits are like that's like a desert island food. That's like one of those, like, if you could only eat one thing forever.
Anything, what would your biscuit be? Like, what is it that you don't like that it seems like everyone else in the world loves?
Oh, good question.
I don't like stuffing.
Wow. That's a great one.
I don't like the way it smells. I think I've had a couple bites of it and it actually tasted fine, but the look and the smell, I've just never been drawn to it.
It is so brave of you to come out and say that you think that good smells actually smell bad. Mm. That is so brave.
It is one of my favorite smells. It's a weird texture. I'm kind of a texture guy, and I'll grant that to Rage that and dressing can mean a million things.
I like some mush.
Yeah, it's a lot of different ways.
I like some mush.
We have three different dressings at Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there can be some that are drier that are not, and there are others that are like pasty and they're good too.
What about you, Wheels?
Wait.
You're going to get so mad. I'm so glad you're here. During the break, apropos of nothing.
No, we were talking about the biscuits
okay,
thing.
Okay, apropos of biscuits.
Yeah.
Wheels lets us know in a way that he thinks he's not going to seem insane. He says to us, I'm never using a toaster again.
Yep.
And Rach is like, what are you going to do? And what do you think he said?
I was just going to say he's going to put butter down and then he's going to skillet roast like a grilled cheese.
Yes, the Darden Prairie Gourmet.
Here's
the
thing.
This is so much better.
This is kind of what this is something that I've noticed with Kevin, and it comes along with Kevin's like, I have not a worry or care in the world. We got to give this man more to do. This man needs more responsibilities. He's got time to cook toast in the skillet. Yeah. He's got time to cook his Quick Trip sandwich in the oven. This man takes convenience and deconveniences himself.
It's all about how good
because
it is.
He's got too much time to burn. We got to give him some responsibility.
Or I'm a great multitasker.
We got to give you some tasks, my brother.
Nah, I got enough of those.
To toast bread in a skillet, heat it over medium heat with butter or oil, then cook each side for 1 to 3 minutes.
That's a 10-minute piece of toast.
See, this is the thing, though. Well, this thing. So this is all in the process of making eggs, because I don't make toast just to make toast.
I'm on your side, by the way,
I make toast to go with my eggs and sausage and bacon, right? That pan is also going to be used for the eggs.
Well, the only way to make eggs is you have to raise a chicken from birth kitchen.
While the bread is being toasted to perfection on the frying pan, I'm doing egg stuff. I'm whipping the eggs into scrambled eggs. And I'm finding the cheese, and I'll put some cheese in there. I'm going to season them because I put salt and pepper and garlic powder and all this stuff. Jeez. So I'm doing all that.
Kitchen every morning looking like after Thanksgiving dinner.
Every morning? That's like twice a month.
Brother, using 17 dishes to make toast and eggs.
He just said he was using the same skillet.
Same pan.
Y'all aren't listening to the man.
If I just made eggs and toasted the toast, it would still be the same number of pans. Except it's so much better this way. It's Texas toast versus dry ass toast is what it is.
I admire your what's the word I'm looking for? Demand of quality.
Hey, look, you know, for a lot of time I didn't know things. I didn't know how to do things. And all my life, I've learned how to cook things, grill, whatever. But like as I learn them, you're like, this thing, doing it this way is not actually any harder. It's just better.
Yeah.
It's not more difficult to do that. I mean, you're going to have to.
Oh, it is.
No, it's
it
not.
Is.
It's
it is.
Not. Because,
it is.
Because
it
what
is.
You got to do when you take
Let
the
Let me
toast,
show you how you toast. Doink, doink, doink.
Yeah, but then when you take it out, you got to spread the butter on there, and then it gets crumbs everywhere and all that nastiness. And half the time, it's too dry.
Oh, my God. I hope I don't have to deal with too much butter and crumbs.
When you do that in the pan, you don't have to do any of that. It's all done. It just zip, zip, done. And it's when it comes out, it's perfect.
I like Jedi's comment. He says, eggs and toast good.
Yeah.
I
it's
agree.
Not fair for me to judge. I had an uncle that died in a toast fire in a pan. So,
I had a dream last night that I cussed on the air, and I think it actually may have been a premonition, not a. Because I have multiple times come very close.
Joel is on Team Wheeler on the toast. They call it pan toast. And he said, "Is quote from Joel, it is better."
No one's denying that it's not better.
Yeah, it is. And it's worth the extra, like, 1 minute.
No one's suggesting that it's not better. I'm just sticking to what I said, that I think you need a little more to do in your life.
Nah.
The only way I would rude. The only
so needlessly condescending and rude.
This guy doesn't do anything.
The only way I would ever cook toast in a pan is if I were cooking for someone new who I was trying to mislead into thinking I was someone I'm not.
Okay. See, yeah. I like to do that just for me.
Yeah. No, I respect it. I do. I everyone has their own equation.
Yeah.
Of quality versus effort.
Yeah.
And I come down on the side of low effort.
I mean, more often than not, I will also, but then there's some of these things that seem harder than they are. They're not really that tough.
Yeah, I mean, the way you're describing it, Wheels, it just seems like you're stacking the habits there. It's like, it's not like you were, like you said, it's not like you were just making toast. That right. might be a little odd.
It might be a little, it's a little bit more of a step if you're only doing that.
Right, yeah. But you're just throwing it into the mix. Like, yep. Oh, that's easy. That sounds delicious.
Yeah. Doesn't take more time either because you don't have to butter anything. You just put the butter in the pan, it melts, and then the bread goes right
what
on
if
that.
You want to make cinnamon toast?
Then you do the same thing, and then you sprinkle cinnamon on at the end.
You got me there.
It's pretty great. Pretty great, I'm telling you. You know what we need to do?
What if we lived in an apartment together, Andrew?
Here's what
next
we need.
Door to these two.
Here's what we need to do. We need to do a
We'd
DGS.
Never see them. They'd spend all day cooking.
We need to do a DGS sleepover at my place, and I'll make breakfast.
Kevin, I haven't seen you in 7 hours. Oh, yeah, sorry. I had to make breakfast. I had to make toast. That lady go. She's on fire. Cause dancing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The kind you don't take home to my vibe.
Welcome back, DGS 149. Here's another topic that's separating the internet. How many times, if any, is it okay to rewear your socks before washing them?
Oh, depends. I'd say.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'd say probably.
Oh, look, the newlyweds are having a little dust up.
I think it's a one and done with the socks.
Oh, yeah, no, it depends on the time of year, how cold it is, how hot it is. If you're sweating, it's one time and that's it.
Yeah.
If it's a like day, if it's a day where I wear the boots, well, then it's one day and that's it. But if it's just like a regular normal day and you're not sweating, it's just like airy shoes, it's fine for a couple days.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I might do a couple
like
days.
Yesterday, like today and tomorrow? Not that I'm going to do that.
Don't do that.
Because I got new ones on today, which means they're going to get warm.
I don't have particularly sweaty feet.
Oh.
Some people do.
I do.
Some people do. And they will sweat, like if I'm out doing physical activity. Doesn't happen. So it's like, you know, it's just, there's not a lot of like sweating going on. So it's more about like the external, like what's it picking up off the floor, right?
Sure. Yeah, good point. It varies, but... You know, a normal
like if
day.
I step in some of Gigi's vomit, which is a non-zero chance of that happening.
Damn.
Well, yeah, then change your socks, buddy.
Then I'm going to go change
days
my socks.
But let's assume, time to change
4 or 5 days. You let it air dry on the tub and then...
Jedi says 3 to 4 days for him.
No, Jedi.
I think 3 to 4 might be a little on the long side, but it's, you know, people get a little bit too much into that.
To me, it's like underwear. You wear underwear once.
Do you?
Yes.
Sure, but I don't. I'm not. There's no good way to say this. I'm just going to stop talking.
Oh, say it. Say it.
I mean, it's all right. Just say it. We certainly will not jump down your throat no matter what
I do
you
not
say.
Perform any bathroom related activities with my feet.
Yeah, that makes you weird.
Yeah, but you're walking
you
around
maybe.
In the bathroom.
Speak for yourself.
In those socks, right?
Well, yeah, okay. But if you walk around, you can walk around in the bathroom in your socks. That doesn't inherently become dirty.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I do clean my floor. Well, I don't, but we do clean the floors. You know,
the bathroom stuff isn't going on the floor.
If it was here at work, I would wear nothing ever but one time and then throw it in trash.
So you guys.
Well, we should bleach our shoes when we leave the bathroom here.
You guys know me. I only wear Birkenstocks and Timberlands. So the only socks I own, I promise, besides my baseball socks, are wool, like Murano socks.
Okay.
And I'm not like my boy Jedi. I won't go 3 or 4 days, but I'll go a second day.
Sure.
But what I won't do, what weirds me out, is I go home, I put on my cozies, put on my hoodie, put on my Boston Bruins big hat toboggan, put on my shorts, and then I put on my slides. Because what I can't do is walk around the house in socks.
What?
That weirds me out.
Really?
Yes.
Is it too slippery?
No, I feel like I'm getting them dirty, and like the floor's dirty, and I just I don't know.
All right.
I never really thought it through. What bothers me about it? I just don't do it.
Oh, I love walking around the house in socks. It's
see for me, yeah, for me the socks are like the shield against get my feet's all nasty.
I was big on the whole just everything barefoot until whatever 10 years ago I started getting cold all the time. My toes are cold.
Oh, Joe says day one, regular. Day two, inside out.
Oh.
Day three, switch left and right. Day four, flip him back right, side down. Okay.
I suspect he's probably I suspect he's probably kidding, but if he's not, dog, you're doing way too much.
He's got a system.
Yeah.
See, I pretty much every night when it's cold, I go to bed with socks on.
Oh.
But the socks come off during the night.
Yeah, same.
If I wake up that in the morning and my socks are still on, same. I just had the greatest night of sleep, and I'm upset that I have socks on.
Yeah, I can't. I can't.
Yeah, Megan does the same thing.
I cannot sleep in them.
Generally just will not wear socks at any point ever because she says they just magically disappear off of her feet.
But once they've come off, like even if it's the next morning...
And they're off.
Yeah, we got to get a new pair of socks at that point.
I cannot sleep without socks on. It feels crazy.
Your feet.
Really?
It's too sensory.
Oh, I can't sleep with socks on.
His little
on,
toes
man.
Are going crazy.
My little toes are going, my little piggies are going nuts. You wouldn't believe it.
What, they start?
He's got like 600 thread count. What's a good thread count? I don't know.
I don't know. I think mine's like 10 thread count. You can see the threads. It's just a series of ropes.
It's one long thread.
You can count them.
Yeah. Oh, man. His toes are doing like the Hydra. Like
no,
they're all
you're
their own brain.
You have to have socks on.
I have
sleep.
To have socks on.
Even in the heat of the summer.
Because like I said, the little piggies are getting tickled by the blanket movement. It's just, it's too much. It's too much.
It drives those little piggies wild.
Mm-hmm. And then if I feel like one of my toenails like scrape on the blanket.
Oh, dude.
Dude, what? It's what we're talking about.
You just have a talent. You have a gift.
Is this not the topic of discussion? I didn't bring that up when we were talking about the Trump stuff. We're talking about biscuits. I'm not going, oh, you know when your toenails scrape the blanket?
It makes a nice sound.
No, it makes a sound. And I'm torturing myself just thinking about it. I am sweating putting myself in this headspace.
Because you're thinking about toenails on the sheets?
Because I'm thinking about sleeping without socks on.
I don't know why. I thought of the words toenails on the sheets in the cadence of riders on the storm.
Toenails on the sheets. It's almost the same sound as if you were corduroys.
The worst. And your thighs are a little big. The worst is catching a toe hangnail on the sheets.
Yeah, that's the worst. I will do anything. I cannot have that.
That's terrible.
I like file with the like a nail file. I can't have it. They got to be smooth.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever had a hang toenail before.
I'm not sure I've ever filed my toenails before.
I can't have the sharp edges, man. I can't have that. I got nothing to say. I can't have it.
Do you have?
I'll freak out.
Do
dude.
You have a foot thing fetish at all, good or bad?
Well, no.
Well, it's not well, no.
Even if I did, I don't think I'd say it.
Clearly an anti-foot thing going
enough.
On here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.